In May, our next guest was hopeful about the state's economic recovery following the pandemic. Not overly so, but enough to say this about our potential to attract visitors even now.
You know, Arizona might actually be poised to capture even a larger share of these people than we have historically, you know, leveraging off our wide open spaces.
That's Dennis Hoffman, economist and director of the Seidman Research Institute at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Hoffman and other economists said Arizona may actually be even more attractive to visitors looking to keep more than 6 feet between them and others. But the latest numbers from the Arizona Office of Tourism suggest that's not enough. The office has reported nearly $1 billion in lost revenue from travel and nearly 60% of associated jobs. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Hoffman to find out where these latest numbers leave us and how far off a recovery looks now.
Well, it's devastating for tourism. It's, you know, a significant share of their business is just gone. Now, some of it got recouped with those of us Arizonans that chose not to travel to California and traveled within the state. But that pales in comparison with the injections that tourists bring to the state of Arizona year-round. And our Grand Canyon area is especially attractive to international travelers. There's virtually no international travel. So this is devastating up and down the line. I mean, large hotel chains, but the providers to those hotels, the workers in those hotels, the small mom and pops, restaurants positioned near points of attraction, all of that is completely devastated this year and will continue to be very, very hurt until folks feel safe enough to come out of their rabbit holes and travel. And that will happen, but not anytime soon.
I want to talk about jobs as well, Dennis. This report lays out a 59% decrease in jobs in this industry. What impact does that have? Like, do we have any idea how these people who lost those jobs will recover?
Well, this is the challenge. I mean, up until midsummer, we had aid from the federal government. And those folks were able to presumably tap into that aid and get themselves by. I think that their decision has to be, do they hang on for 3 to 6 more months and then try to come back and enter the same industry? Or do they just pretty much throw their hands up at this point and say, look, I'm not going to work hospitality anymore. I'm going to retool or refocus and try to work in some area where there is significant demand. And by the way, there are areas, you know, delivery, packaging, shipping. there's a number of areas where businesses are struggling to find workers. The problem is the disruption, the uncertainty on the part of those workers. And those of us that have been able to weather this storm and have been gainfully employed throughout, you know, we're in a very envious position compared to some of those folks. What we, of course, really need right now is the federal government to resolve differences and pass a second stimulus package. And as of this moment, that is dead stopped.
Let's put this into perspective a little bit, though. Like, where was the tourism industry in the state before the pandemic hit? Like, how big of a piece of the state's overall economic puzzle is it?
Well, it depends on the month. It depends on kind of what part of tourism that you're talking about. To certain rural economies, say in proximity to the Grand Canyon, I mean, this is a gargantuan deal. You know, less so in Phoenix and Tucson, but also very important. But as everybody knows, I mean, this is worth significant amounts of money to the state's economy. And we're going to have to see when we'll get back to that record year of 2019, when we probably hit, you know, all-time highs.
Are there projections there now, Dennis, in terms of when we might get back, how long it will take to recover this kind of loss?
You know, the interesting thing about forecasting the economy right now, and usually at this point in time, we are studying our models. We're arguing over whether or not the economy will grow 7% or 5% or 6% or 4% or, you know, what the risk of an ordinary recession is. Forecasting now is about trying to figure out when or if we're going to have a second stimulus package, and then overlaying that, when we're going to have cheap and affordable therapeutics for this pandemic and or a vaccine. So I can give you conditional forecasts. I mean, if Congress does nothing and the virus continues for another year, the simultaneous occurrence of those two things, I think, is very unlikely, because if the pandemic continues, Congress is going to be forced to do something. But nonetheless, you know, this is going to go down as a very significant recession lasting many months, if not years.
So as you look at the overall economic recovery here in the state, when you were on the show in May, you were hopeful for a recovery in 2021, bleeding into 2022. Do you think if there is stimulus or if there is something that is about a treatment or some kind of vaccine, do you think it's realistic that we could be looking at a recovery still in that time, or is this going to be a much longer road?
No, I think it's realistic. It's so uncertain, though. But if we got a solid, affordable, effective therapeutic in the next few months or into the, you know, into 2021, into even mid-2021, an accepted effective vaccine about the same time frame, people build their confidence, they start making their travel plans, things are starting to look quasi-normal the end of 2021, and then I'm looking to springs. You know, spring is the time when Arizona really blossoms. We get a huge influx of winter visitors in for Cactus League baseball and to enjoy golf or whatever other attractions we have. So I'm really kind of focusing on that spring 2022 time period, hopefully with a holiday season at the end of 2021 that, you know, comes pretty close to the record breaker that we had in 2019. I'm certainly not seeing that this fall in 2020.
Yeah. All right. That is Dennis Hoffman, an economist and director of the Seidman Research Institute at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Lauren, it's been great to be with you, and do be well.